Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, during the week, something unusual landed on my desk. It was a scorecard for a future golf game that I had yet to play. My score was reasonably good, and supposedly the result I would achieve if I started using a new golf improvement app called Apex Golf. This app and this clever piece of guerrilla marketing was the brainchild of Barry Moroney, who joins me in studio now. Good morning to you, Barry.
Good morning, Bobby. Happy to be here.
Barry, I'm not known for my golf, but I did download your app to have a look and maybe to see if it could sort me out, as you say. But tell us a little bit about why you did this. What's the need here? What problem are you solving?
So I think regular golfers, so that's the market, and that's what I'm going for with this. Regular golfers don't have access to the same resources as elite golfers do, and that's understandable. Elite golfers are far more likely to be getting consistent lessons. They're far more likely to understand physical performance side of the game. But the regular typical golfer, which is the market, they generally don't. So I wanted to find, you know, several years ago, I was looking for a solution that combined fitness and practice into kind of one app. And I couldn't really find one. And I couldn't find one that I liked. So I had an idea for it in 2022. I did a little bit of work, but I parked it at that stage and then picked it up again in 2025 to, I guess, you know, give the regular golfer a bit more structure and discipline when it comes to their practice and when it comes to their physical fitness, regardless of their baseline fitness.
Yeah. So, and again, I don't equate golf with going to the gym or, you know, building up particular muscles. And I'm a fellow who gave up golf for 25 years and kind of came back to it 3 years ago. And I'm enjoying my kind of new relationship with the game. But I can't see myself going to the gym to improve my golf swing. In other words, I see them as two completely separate things. But you would argue otherwise.
I would strongly argue otherwise. Yeah. So I think the lowest hanging fruit for if somebody is at a baseline of not, you know, doing any exercise, very limited mobility, flexibility, to improve those things, you can make significant gains quickly. You know, if you can increase the mobility there. And the typical golfer doesn't do any of this. You know, they roll out of the tee on a Saturday morning, cup of coffee, straight out of the car, onto the tee, and, you know, expect to play well. And invariably,
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, invariably, it doesn't happen, you know. But there are
so why it's bad every week I play that.
It's part of the reason, probably. But there are simple, you know, golf is a hard enough game as it is. It's an incredibly difficult game. But there are simple things that everybody can do that are within your control and are easy to do and give you those gains. And we're just trying to facilitate that with this.
Well, tell me about the market size and how many golfers are there? Who are you going to be targeting here?
So this year the focus is on the Irish market just because it's an easier market to, you know, to launch in, basically.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with it. I've worked in the golf industry here before. But ultimately, the core market is the UK and the US. Like, those are the big, big markets. The UK is an enormous market. The US is obviously a huge market. Ireland is a great size market. For the size of country that we have a great golf market. We've got amazing golf courses here. We've got the Ryder Cup coming next year. So there's a real positive motion towards golf at the moment. So it's the timing is good to be doing something like this.
And how will you get to these golfers, like the Irish market, just taking that for, like, how will you, and you're a marketeer, so I presume you have some ideas in terms of how you're going to get golfers to engage with this app.
Yeah, so the big thing for me was pre-launch marketing. So since November of last year, I've been going heavy on pre-launch marketing. So I have an Instagram page called Golf with Barry and a TikTok page, Golf with Barry. And every week I do a Break 80 series on that, as well as where I go and play the best courses in the country, try to break 80 and, you know, condense it into 2 3-minute videos, 3 minutes of the front nine, 3 minutes of the back nine, which modern golf audience, they don't want to sit down and watch Scottie Scheffler for 5 hours anymore. It's too much of a commitment. They want to watch quick, sharp. They don't have the attention span
anymore. Okay.
So that draws a lot of eyeballs, as well as I'm documenting my own journey trying to get to scratch using Apex Golf through
which
that
is great. So you've put yourself in the center of this platform. And again, cleverly, you're giving something to potential buyers or users every week about a synopsis.
Exactly.
Of, and you're giving them information about courses that you've tried.
Yeah.
And what might be interesting about it or otherwise.
Yeah, and showing the highs and lows of, you know, my own journey using it, which adds a lot of pressure to me to golf. Golf is already hard enough. I don't need that extra pressure. But, you know, I think people relate to that side of it because it's not all easy.
So how many golf courses have you played in Ireland? Have you played most of them?
I mean, over the years, not most of them, but I've played a good share, you know, more than most, I would say. Obviously, look, I love doing that. I love playing links golf. Like, I was in Cairn in Belmullet this week, which is just an amazing, amazing place. And I was in Connemara Golf Links last week. And people don't get to see these places that much. You know, they're not as famous as a La Hinch or a Ballybunion, but they're actually better, in my opinion. They're a little bit off the beaten track. So people like to see it on those channels.
So you have a marketing agency. You're putting yourself fully now into this, into Apex Golf. So if I'm talking to you in a year's time, which I hope I will be, and my golf handicap will have improved, where would you hope the business will be?
I don't know. I mean, we launched publicly on Tuesday, and I didn't really know what to expect in terms of downloads, engagement, things like that. But there's been, since Tuesday, 1,100 downloads.
Good job.
And better than that still is of those 1,100, 220-something have completed onboarding, signed up with email, and
it's $19.99, is it?
$19.99 per month. And they have, you know, committed to that trial. So again, I didn't really know whether that was good, bad, or indifferent. But I was doing some research on it, and the median for the health and fitness industry is 6.9% for a download to trial activation, and that's at 20%. So
you're well above, do three times that.
Three times that, which is, I put that down to the pre-launch marketing, the importance of that. Most people go wrong, they build in silence, build in silence, but I've been hard at it for the last 7 months now, as well as, creating a seamless experience.
Okay. Well, look, we wish you every success with it. It's called Apex Golf. The creator of the app and golfer that he is, Barry Moroney, he's an Adair man as well, so he's very close to what's happening on the golfing front down there. So you're very welcome to the program, Barry, and we wish you well and success with the app.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.